Yerushalmi Sukkah, corresponding to Bavli Sukkah, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Ba'ai shenifchas v'sichach al gabov, im yesh ben ha'koyso l'sichach daladamus pesula. If there was a house whose roof collapsed in the middle, and he positioned schach over the hole, if the distance between the schach and the walls is 4 amos, it's invalid. And we use the concept of doifin akuma, which is the bent wall, to view the invalid schach around the edges as part of the wall. The law also applies to a courtyard that has an awning surrounding it. A large sukkah that had its schach distanced from the walls with a section of invalid schach, if the width of the invalid schach is 4 amos, then the sukkah is invalid. Gemara says, Tani Rebechia, Ave Posel Poisel Begibon Giltfochim, Schach Posel, Eina Poisel Ele Bedalad Amos. The Gemara brings a baisa of Rav Chiya. An airspace in the schach invalidates the sukkah if it's 3 tefachim wide, and invalid schach only invalidates if it's 4 amos wide. Am Rav Yosef Apanan Taninan Tal Tehoin. Rav Yosef says we learnt both of these from Mishnayos. Ave Posel Poisel Begimon Tefachim, the Taninan, Hirgez HaSichuch Min Adafonos Shloish Tefachim Besula. The law that airspace invalidates if it's 3 tefachim is taught in the Mishnah, that if he distances the schach 3 tefachim from the walls is invalid. Schach posel ain't a poisel ever daladamus, the taninam, baisha nifchas, the sichach al gabov, the mish ben koisel a sichach daladamus, basula, apachis mikank sheva. Invalid schach only invalidates if it's 4 amos wide. That's taught in our Mishnah that it says if there was a house whose roof collapsed in the middle and he positioned schach over the hole, if the distance between the schach and the walls is 4 amos, it's invalid. We deduce that if the distance was less than 4 amos, then it's valid.